I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Brooke has said she wants us to prank more vulnerable mothers, so we're going to grant her request.
Wow, and Brooke.
I stand by that statement.
Today, we call a lady because her son's elementary school teacher has been out on maternity leave. And they have a substitute filling in. And apparently, she's heard some strange reviews about the substitute and his teaching style.
Uh-oh.
And it's not just coming from her son, either. She's heard it from another parent, too. And we thought, why don't we up the ante and just have this weirdo call her directly? He's going to let her know exactly what goes on in the classroom with your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jennifer Wolf?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, I'm your son Ian's first grade substitute teacher.
Oh, hi.
Hey, yeah, my friends call me Slink.
Okay, what does everybody else call you?
Stud.
Oh. What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. And my name is Paul.
Okay, Paul, the last name Paul?
Yeah, first name Paul, Mr. Paul. Sorry if I sound weird. I drank a glass of grape juice earlier and then later found out it was NyQuil.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just kind of dealing with that.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I was just wondering if Ian came home today and talked to you about what happened in class.
He did not. What's going on in class?
Well, nothing was going on except we were just doing our numbers. And then we got to the number 8. And this little kid in the back raised his hand up and he shouted, "That looks like my mommy's bosom."
What?
Yeah.
My Ian said that?
No, some other kid.
Oh.
But you know how the 8, it's kind of shapely.
Right, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so that led me telling you a story about a cocktail waitress that I met in Kansas City.
Okay, you told the kids about a story.
Yeah, her name was Deb. It probably still is, actually. But, oh, yeah, she showed me a night I won't forget.
Wait, you told the kids about the story of the cocktail waitress? Why?
I mean, not too much. I was just saying, you know, if your mommy is the number 8, then Deb was an 88.
You said that?
That's... Yeah, I think I did say it. But anyway, I didn't want it to come across as inappropriate if Ian happened to bring it up when he came home or anything like that.
Well, he didn't bring it up, but I'm glad you're bringing it up because it is inappropriate.
Good. So did he mention what happened with the letter V?
What happened with the letter V?
Oh, I probably shouldn't have even told you that. Let's just forget it.
No. I think that you should go ahead and tell me what happened today in class.
All right. Well, we were going through the alphabet, And the kid in the back says, oh, you know what V stands for? And I said violin, of course. And then he goes, you know, that word. You know, the
What word? What word?
I mean, I'm not going to say it.
That it starts with a V. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so I don't know how we got back on the topic of Deb from that, but it happened.
Well, why would you bring up Deb again after, I mean, the kid...
I just wanted to tell you that myself, because once I have Deb on the brain, it ain't leaving.
Oh, my God.
I hope you don't think that this is my fault, because I don't think of it that way.
You're the adult facilitating your classroom.
Deb was a great facilitator, too.
You know...
Sorry.
What was your name again?
Slink.
Okay, well, your actual name, because at this point, I'm just shook right now with what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, can I tell you something? Honestly, normally I'm not even a sub.
What?
And usually I'm not even working that early. I'm normally on international chat sites with ladies from everywhere. So this is kind of new for me.
Yeah, you know what? We're done. I really don't need to be hearing about the weird stuff that you're into or what you like to do, because this is extremely irritating and very uncomfortable.
Do you mean
uncomfortable.
Weird stuff like talking on the radio and prank calling people? Because that's what Slink does.
Well, you know what, Slink? You can go back to doing that somewhere else. And you don't need to be, you're going to be as far away from the school as possible.
Jennifer, I don't think you're getting it here. Kevin's mom, Rachel, you know her? She set you up for a prank phone call.
Wait, hold on, wait. Kevin's mom, Rachel?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
my real name isn't Slink or Mr. Paul. It's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
I'm serious. This is Rachel's doing. She said that you had heard that the substitute teacher for the boys was acting kind of weird.
Oh,
She wanted me to take it to the extreme.
That definitely got me.
You know who got me was Deb. I'll never forget that night in Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a full 88, if you've ever seen one before.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.